from the beginning. You
were Well, hello there, I'm Gregarious Greg, and it seems that it has been some time since I've put up a podcast. And to that, I say, let's do another podcast. Well, today I'm going to bring a podcast to you about the success of my failures and the money woes that I once endured. And if I'm going to be honest with you, I have endured them more than once. But first, I want to share with you, as I often like to do, the immediate quote for this immediate moment. And today's quote is by Oscar Wilde. And I quote, "When I was young, I thought that money was the most important thing in life. Now that I am old, I know that it is." End quote. Well, when I was young, I thought money I would have forever. Anyway, what this podcast is about is to share with you, if you are a parent, the importance in teaching your child about money. You should teach your child at the earliest age possible. Period. I spoke a lot, or I actually speak a lot, about what we inherit from our parents. But I can almost guarantee you that understanding how money works in our life is not an inheritable gene. At least not from what I can see. And that's just my humble opinion. Anyway, this particular success story originates from my failure to grasp this concept in my earlier years, especially during a time of my entrepreneurial adolescence. See, these days there are hundreds of seminars you can attend, and you can do so on a day-to-day basis practically anywhere in the world. There are books on anything you want to know about saving, and of course there is the new information highway called the internet. The internet will lead you to sites on how to save money at any time. But don't you know, or do you know, or no, you don't know, but at the age of 11 years old, I was selling Kool-Aid before Gatorade was even a household name. I tell you the truth. I was making money from mowing lawns well before Tough Turf even started cutting into profits. And as for me, I was the little brother whose big sisters came to when they needed money. And I did not use the term borrow money because I don't recall ever getting that money back. But that's not important, neither that is it here or there. I will also share with you that I acquired so many muscles from lugging home potatoes for many dinners than most guys get at the gym. Why? Because at 11 years old, I considered myself the little breadwinner in our family to help ends meet. And I wonder if my brothers and sister will remember some of those same stories, or is this just something made up? Anyway, at the early age of 11, I can remember my savings account running to the bank on a weekly basis, sometimes on a daily basis, just to put money in to that savings. I can recall how proud I was at 11 years old to acquire my own funds. And I wonder whatever happened to that $25 that I left in Crocker Bank before we moved away. That's right, I was a success at the age of 11 years old. Now, I know there are a lot of 11-year-olds today who would make my success story look like a fairy tale. There are folks who are very, very intelligent, very, very sophisticated, and they have learned just what to do and how to handle money at a very young age. But I'm talking about the success of my failures. This podcast is about the success of my failures. So I guess you want to know, Greg, where is the success? And I say to you, even though I failed to continue the discipline of saving, I somehow understood just how to make money. And I understood the concept behind saving money. Therefore, I was a success. Now, this particular podcast evolved into something that I thought necessary to share with you. And I say to you, if you are a young adult, learn to save. If you are a parent, teach your child to be a saver. And I also say that if the ability to save is the lost gene in your family, then find it. Maybe your grandparents or your great-grandparents acquired that gene. If not, evolve the gene from your very own makeup and save. So there you have it. The success of my failures from my money woes. I certainly hope this podcast was encouraging to you, because it certainly was for me. I'm Gregarious Greg. Until next time.